The Whistler. Presented by the United States Air Forces in Europe.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
Tonight, transcribed, it's the Whistler's strange story, A Trip to Aunt Sarah's.
Halliday was a desperate man. All the while, he was driving from Summit to the northwest town of Kinsley. He was haunted by the nagging realization that if old Jace Melton refused to help him, the Halliday lumber mills would be no more. And seated beside him, a constant reminder of the impending defeat, was his partner, Max Fenner, whom Carl had inherited, along with half interest in the mills, from his uncle. Max now remained in the car outside, while Carl Halliday pleaded his case in the library with the elderly gentleman whom Carl believed could save the mills with a single word.
Jace, if you'd only agree.
Say yes.
You suggest that I sell a valuable piece of land in Mexico to save a lumber mill which your operations have brought to the brink of ruin.
The land in Mexico is half mine, Jace. Remember that.
It'll be worth twice what we're being offered in another year.
A year will be too late.
To save your lumber mill? Yes, I suppose. But I've tried to help you before. Offered advice that could have saved the mill, but you never listened to me. You've always thought you had all the answers, Carl.
You want me to lose the mill, don't you, Jace?
Why should I want you to lose it?
To prove a point, that you're always right.
I've never said that. I did say you and that partner of yours, Max Fenner, didn't stand a chance of making the mill pay.
Also, now it's all about to be borne out, huh? Every prediction you've made. And when I go, you'll sit here by this fire and chuckle. You want people to do wrong, to fail, so you can laugh.
Get out of here.
Oh, no. Not yet. Not until this is settled.
What are you doing? Carl. No. Stay away from me. Carl!
Killed him? You killed him? Carl, you didn't have to do that.
Shut up, Max. He almost got me. Tore the devil out of my arm with a letter opener before I put him away.
I'm sorry you're hurt, Carl, but murder. How do you...
I said shut up. I'll control it now. That piece of land in Mexico. With Jace out of the picture, I can sell that land. We can save the mill.
But if someone saw
us... Nobody saw us. No one even knew we drove down here tonight.
Well, don't drive too fast, Carl. We must get back to Summit without being seen.
You worry too much, Max. Maybe you needed something like this. Maybe now you'll pay more attention to the lumber mill. Considering the price we paid to keep it...
You're not nearly as calm as you would have Max Fenner believe, are you, Carl? Yes, you're concerned with the inevitable questioning in the matter of Jace's death. So many people can testify to the many differences you've had between you. That's why you're not at all surprised the next morning when Sheriff Avery pays a visit to your office and is ushered in by your secretary.
Why, of course, Jenny, show him in.
Sheriff?
Morning, Carl.
Good morning, Sheriff.
I suppose you've heard about the murder over in Kinsley.
Murder? In Kinsley? When? What? Who?
Jace Melton. Happened last night. He was alone in the house.
Good Lord.
Oh, poor old Jace. He was a friend of yours, wasn't he?
He was a friend of my uncle's. He and I were associated only through business, Sheriff. And very, very little of that. We owned some property together.
I don't suppose you've seen him since the two of you quarreled a week ago.
Why, no. Jenny, have I been to Kinsley since last week?
No. No, not since a week ago Thursday.
Just for the record, Carl, where were you last night?
I was here in my office working. And just for the record, Sheriff, I don't like your insinuations.
I'm not insinuating anything. I'm merely asking questions. That's my job.
But surely you can't suspect Mr. Halliday of a crime like murder.
Never mind, Jenny.
You realize, Carl, that under the circumstances, the quarreling and all, that if you had gone down there last night...
I realize that, but I was here working.
Could you prove that, Carl, if you had to?
Well, no. But could you prove I wasn't? Or could you show anything to indicate that I could have been anywhere near Jace Milton's place at the time of his death?
No, I guess not. By the way, Carl, you haven't asked, but Jace Milton was killed with a fireplace poker. It looks like he defended himself with a letter opener. The murderer is probably carrying a nasty cut on him somewhere. Well, thanks for talking to me.
The murder in Kinsley gets little space in the newspapers in Summit. Your name isn't even mentioned, is it, Carl? And you feel certain that you and Max Fenner are in the clear. In the days that follow, you're able to persuade the bank that you'll have no trouble clearing the title to the land in Mexico once Jace Melton's will is probated. Even the deep cut on your arm seems to be less painful. And then, with all going quite nicely, you receive a surprise. In a conversation with Jenny one afternoon in your office.
Yes, Mr. Halliday. I mentioned to you before that my sister teaches school.
I don't recall. But, Jenny, I still don't see why...
Why I brought it up? Well, you see, my sister visited me the other evening. I helped her correct some school papers. She teaches the fifth grade, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, in helping her, I ran across a very interesting composition by a boy named Willie Sykes. It was called A Trip to Aunt Sarah's.
That's so.
It seems that last week, all by himself, Willie Sykes took the train up to the big city. He was so excited by it all that he sat up half the night on the observation platform.
Jenny, I don't want to seem rude, but with all the work we have to do, I'm hardly interested in the compositions of a 10-year-old boy.
Oh, but you haven't heard what he wrote. You see, the train, on the way to the city, it stopped at Kinsley.
So?
So the train blocked the main street crossing at Kinsley. And from the observation platform, Willie Sykes saw a man get out of his car stopped at the crossing and wipe off his windshield. He recognized the man as his father's boss.
His father's boss?
Willie's father works here at the lumber mill. Willie saw you get out of that car. And he says there was another man inside the car.
Jimmy, Where is this composition? I want to see it. Has anyone else seen what the boy wrote?
No. No, Mr. Halliday. Carl. No one else has seen it. Because I put it away.
You?
I put it away in a very safe place.
Now, back to The Whistler.
It's a terrible moment, isn't it, Carl? With Jenny, your secretary, describing a composition she corrected for her sister who teaches school. A composition by a 10-year-old boy describing a trip to Aunt Sarah's. But also proving that you and Max Fenner were in Kinsley on the night Jace Melton was murdered. It's all the sheriff would need to have a strong case against you. Especially since you lied to him about being there. And you listen in shocked terror as Jenny continues.
But it's gone, Mr. Halliday. Cara. Naturally, I kept my sister from seeing the composition. She marked it an A on my recommendation.
Well, tell me, Jenny, what do you want for that composition? How much?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, really?
Well, I was hoping that it would bring us closer together. I've always admired you, Mr. Halliday.
I've always admired you, Jenny. You're quite pretty. Quite pretty.
Then we shouldn't have any trouble. None at all.
And so, in the days that follow, you turn on the charm, don't you, Carl? Evidence a great deal of interest in Jenny. Anything to keep her quiet for the time being, until you can think of some way to silence her forever. In the meantime, you make plans for Willie's father, don't you? Yes. And one morning, he's ushered into your office.
you sent for me, Mr. Holliday?
Oh, yes. Yes, Sykes. Sit down.
Morning, Mr. Fenner.
Morning. Sykes, you're familiar with the mill up at Pineview.
Sure. I worked there a couple of years before I come here.
Hmm? How'd you like to go back?
Go back to Pineview? Well, it's nice up there.
As foreman.
Foreman? Me?
Surprise, Sykes.
Well, I sure am. I don't know what to say.
Of course, it'll mean moving your family out of Summit, leaving a lot of friends here.
Oh, don't worry about that none, Mr. Holliday. I won't mind it at all.
Oh, good. You'll start drawing foreman's pay the minute you reach Pineville.
Well, in that case, I'd better get going. Thanks a lot, Mr. Holliday. Mr. Fenn.
You're a good man, Sykes. Deserve the chance.
Good luck.
It's while you're returning from an inspection tour of the mills a week later that you decided to stop at Holiday Lodge, high in the timber country above Summit. Once used as a weekend retreat by your late uncle, the place has been closed now for a number of years. You dread the thought of returning to town and Jenny so soon, don't you, Carl? Decide you need more time alone to think things out. You park your car on the road above the lodge. And as you start down the long flight of stone stairs, your footing suddenly gives way.
Oh.
The guardrail was the only thing that saved you from falling, Carl.
Oh.
Yes, saved you from hurtling down the stairway.
Oh.
You kneel down, examine the top step. The stone slab is loose, isn't it, Carl? Made you lose your balance.
Oh, all those stairs. I would have been killed. I would have been killed.
The idea hits you suddenly, doesn't it, Carl? You get to work. Scoop more dirt out from under the stone slab and prop it in place with a few tweaks. Then you loosen the guardrail, and the stage is set for murder. You hurry back into town, and that evening proceed to Jenny's apartment.
Oh, Carl!
Hello, Jenny.
I wasn't sure if you'd be back in time from the trip for our date.
Oh, I hurried back especially for it.
Well, I'm ready. I'll get my hat and coat.
The moment she steps out of the room, you pull the window shade down to within an inch of the bottom of the window. Then you slip the catch on the lock of the apartment door.
Mr. Golden called from Seattle about that shipment last week, and there were some letters from the...
Oh, Jenny, please. We'll save all that business talk till morning. We're out to enjoy ourselves.
All right, Carl. Shall we go?
What are you thinking about, Jenny? You haven't said a word in the last 10 minutes.
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Carl. I was just thinking.
Have fun tonight?
You know I did. Oh, Carl, I've met so many wonderful, exciting people.
And there are a lot more I want you to meet, Jenny. New and interesting places to visit. Well, here we are.
Home already?
Mm-hmm. Sorry the evening's over?
Of course. But I'm a working girl. And it's after 1 a.m. Got to get my sleep enough. Don't bother getting out, Carl.
Night, Jenny.
See you in the morning.
Go. Sweet dreams.
You drive away, park your car out of sight around the corner, and hurry back to the window of Jenny's ground floor apartment. Crouched low, you can see her standing in the middle of the living room, a puzzled expression on her face. She's noticed the door was unlocked, hasn't she, Carl? She'll suspect that someone was in her apartment while she was gone, and she'll go right for Willie Sykes' composition to see if it's safe. You watch as she hurries to the chest of drawers at the far end of the room. She opens the middle drawer, sifts through a number of items, and finally, with a sigh of relief, she withdraws the paper. Willie's composition, Carl.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Morning, Jenny.
Morning, Carl.
Now, don't bawl me out. I know I'm late. Fine time to show up at the office, huh?
I'll let you in on something. I was late myself.
Oh. Oh, by the way, will you call all the mill foremen at Shelton, Pineview, and Harrison? Tell them there's to be a meeting tonight, 8 o'clock at Holiday Lodge.
All right.
Oh, and Jenny, I think you better run on up ahead of the rest of us. The place has been closed for some time. Probably needs some straightening out.
You'd know about that.
It's late that afternoon when Jenny leaves the office. She's on her way to the lodge, isn't she, Carl? You're certain of that. Certain, too, that within 2 hours, by 7 o'clock, she'll be dead, lying in a crumbled heap at the foot of the stairs outside Halliday Lodge. You stroll out of the office and down into the village. Spend almost 2 hours chatting with some old friends. Then a few minutes before 7, you're at Jenny's apartment house and get the pass key from the manager. And once inside, you rush to the chest of drawers, open the middle one, and search through it frantically.
They're not here.
A wave of panic sweeps over you, Carl, as a sudden thought strikes you. Jenny could have taken the papers with her. Yes, and when her body is found, the papers will be found, too. You continue to search. It's no use, is it, Carl? You've spent over an hour searching. The papers aren't here. You hurry out of the apartment. And as you reach the sidewalk, a car pulls up to the curb. What?
Jenny! But Jenny, what are you doing here?
I might ask you the same thing.
Oh, well,
That's why you sent me off to the lodge so early. You wanted to search my apartment.
No, Jenny, you...
Get in the car. I want to talk to you.
Look, Jenny, if you'll let me explain, you've got this all wrong.
Yes, I know. I've had it all wrong right from the beginning.
Well, what do you mean?
About us, Carl. I guess I was a fool to think I could force you into falling in love with me.
Oh, Jenny.
I won't bother you anymore. I'll see that you get Willie Sykes' composition. You can burn it, do whatever you want with it.
Jenny. I don't quite know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. It's all over. Forgotten. How does it feel, Carl? To be off the hook.
It feels fine, Jenny. Just fine.
Now, back to The Whistler.
It was a shock, wasn't it, Carl, meeting Jenny in front of her apartment, when all the while you thought she was dead, lying in a crumbled heap at the foot of the stairs outside Halliday Lodge, killed by the trap you had set. Yes, and the paper you thought she carried with her, Willie Sykes' composition. It would have been found on the body and turned over to the sheriff. That's all he would have needed, Carl. But everything's all right now, isn't it? You're certain you're completely in the clear.
Well, Carl, I guess we can say goodbye now.
Jenny... The paper, you said...
Oh, yes. I went back to the office looking for you. I wanted to give you that composition then, but you weren't there, so I gave it to Max.
Oh, I see.
He stuffed it in his pocket and headed up to the lodge.
What? Max is on his way to the lodge? No. They'll find him, the paper.
Carl, where are you going?
I can still get away. They couldn't have found Max yet.
Oh, Mr. Halliday.
What? Sheriff.
I'd like a word with you. I just drove back from Halliday Lodge. One of your mill foremen found Max Fenner at the foot of the stairway. Dead. Sykes called me right away.
Sykes?
Seems he got to the lodge early. Wanted to make a good impression. New job and all. Anyway, he found the body. And I found this on Max. It's a composition by little Willie Sykes called A Trip to Aunt Sarah's. Looks like you were in Kinsley the night Jace Milton was murdered, Carl. Now, if we can just find a cut on you made by Jace's letter opener, you're as good as in the gas chamber right now.
Join us again next week when the United States Air Forces in Europe presents The Whistler. This is Air Force Sergeant Don Cormier speaking.